Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're tuning in from. I'm Luke Bradbury, and this is the Land and Sea Podcast. My bad. Listen and See Podcast, where we talk about land and sea. It's the first episode, and today we will be going over a bunch of different things, ranging from surf news to nature news, and everything in and around the ocean. So, first off, we're going to be talking about San Onofre, which, for those of you who are familiar with Southern California surfing, San Onofre is basically a staple. Trestles, church, old man's, trails, they're all the basic spots in Southern California. Trestles is obviously the most famous, but a lot of us down here in Southern California grew up surfing there, learned to surf there. And now it is at risk. The textbook staple of San Onofre is the Nuclear Boobies, also known as the San Onofre Nuclear Power Station. So, power stations last about 40 years. This one was put in 1969 and kind of started going out of it in around 1992. But recently, Southern California Edison has been working to destabilize the power plant, and they're planning on doing this by taking out reactors. And basically what they're doing with all of this leftover radiation and equipment is putting it in a quote-unquote safe storage container and leaving it 100 feet away from the ocean. Basically, what's going to happen is all this nuclear waste is going to leak into the ocean, and basically you're not going to be able to surf in Sano anymore, which kind of sucks, but shit happens. Pretty much it's going to save money, apparently. Not sure, but the one thing that I'm kind of looking at right now is the correlation between radiation and marine life. And the only real incidents we have of this in the past are testing of the nuclear bombs in the 40s. And then with the whole Japanese earthquake situation in 2011. And after that, the Japanese fishing industry took a major loss. And fish were being mutated. Just entire populations and species of fish being wiped out too by just all that radiation. And I'm not 100% sure on this, but I feel like wherever these fish or areas where the radiation leaked in Japan is in no way as popular or important as San Onofre. So it's going to be an interesting situation looking at that into the future. Let's see. Yeah, so what it looks like is all of this waste will be quote-unquote dispersed outside of the plant, and there's a high likelihood of it leaking into the ocean. So that's not fun. And for those of you familiar with the area, you know, Old Man's and Trails is just right there, pretty much on the PowerPoint. Not PowerPoint, power plant. But it should be an interesting situation going into the future. Outside of the bad news, the OC surf forecast is looking pretty good throughout North and South Orange County. We got 3 to 4 foot and building throughout the week and only peaking this weekend. A little bit of south-southwest swell with a west-northwest wind swell coming in after that. So finally we're going to have a little bit of surf, which is nice. In other news, we're taking a look at body surfing. The Pipeline Body Surfing Contest, put on by the North Shore Lifeguarding Foundation, is currently in effect right now, but due to strong winds, it was canceled the other day. So I'll keep you guys updated on that on the webpage. And then also, I'm going to be talking about Rinsed Magazine. For those of you who are fans of Kook of the Day, Kook Slams, all that fun stuff on Instagram, making fun of kooks and such. Well, Rinse Magazine is basically the Onion, but for surfing. So all it does is make fun of surfers, and it's kind of accurate. Like, here, let me find one right now. But there's another one called Hard Times News, but it's basically like similar to the Onion, just making fun of various aspects of different cultures and different like subcultures. So the most recent post is breaking: surfer devastated to realize new friend from work sups, not surfs. And then it goes into like kind of a full length article. It says Jared learned the hard way this morning that surfing, quote unquote, has a broader definition to some. His new work buddy Steve had spoken for a few weeks about, quote unquote, catching up for some tubes on the weekend. Jared's heart sunk when he pulled up to his local parking lot to see Steve unloading his stand-up paddleboard and super cute paddle. It's just kind of funny stuff like that. And it like it's just making fun of everything you already see. It's like, breaking news. Ugh, if I only had my other board, complained surfer who would surf the same on other board. Study, 84% of dings happen nowhere near the ocean despite claims from surfers. Shocking, hipster surf shop sells their only surfboard, reorders one more. Breaking, girlfriend regrets agreeing to take photos of her boyfriend surfing. This is one of my favorites. Breaking, surfer finally nails sensitive guy look on social media by nabbing photo of children in developing country. And then there's another one down a little bit more that just makes fun of the whole Hawaiian surfing thing. How their representation of a wave is a lot different than how it is out here. There's a Hawaiian carpenter fired from job after building 15-foot doorway when asked to build a 6-foot. Like, just if you're in and around the area, local with the lingo, it's a fun thing to talk about. Definitely up and coming with Kook of the Day, recently followed by none other than Kelly Slater and WSL, so you know it's big on the news. What else can we talk about? While we're on the Instagram section, for those of you who don't know, Team Wavestorm has been on a bit of a hiatus. Haven't been posting anything lately, which is a little upsetting. I've recently tried to get on Team Wavestorm multiple times. The $100 Costco board is arguably the greatest thing I've ever surfed on, and I can't complain about it. So, the Wavestorm combined with nuclear boobs equals Wave Stormy Daniels. Thank you. Thank you. Politically minded, but also Costco minded. This leads me to a section called In Defense of the Wavestorm. Granted, the Wavestorm did to surfing what Costco did to shopping. No. But the Wavestorm somewhat gentrified the whole concept of surfing, making it affordable, reachable. You could be at a Costco in Washington or Iowa. That's the other one up there. Idaho. Other one right there. But you could buy a Wavestorm there for $100. Have no idea what the hell it's for. And call yourself a surfer. These same people sometimes come to the beach with the aforementioned Wavestorm and attempt to go out, leading to Kook of the Day and everything we love about it. But as a surfer, as a lifeguard, I kind of don't like people on them, but at the same time, I fucking love my Wavestorm. The fact that you can destroy it, bring it back to Costco, and get a brand new one for free is one of my favorite things. And the fact that, like, with that comes the assurance that if it breaks, you're just going to get a new one for no money. Like, I've taken off on the most garbage trash waves on a Wavestorm and had an amazing time. Because you're willing to just get after it a bit more and not really care about what happens to it. And I feel like with that comes just, like, an extra level of stoke. And granted, like, that's just me, but I enjoy it. The Wavestorm is a good thing, and I think that Team Wavestorm needs to come back. For those of you who don't know, though, Wavestorm has branched out. They, in the spirit of true gentrification, they bought a piece of land in Irvine and have their own property there, their own Wavestorm surf shop, where you can buy apparel, their new Stormblade, slightly more expensive foamy homies, and really just gentrification appropriation at its finest, but you gotta embrace it. And they have their own apparel now too. So Team Wavestorm, please make a comeback. I miss you. And yeah. Also, Wavestormy Daniels, make it a thing. For those of you listening, and if you want to shout out Team Wavestorm, use the hashtag @TeamWavestorm, but then hashtag Wavestormy Daniels. Because that way you get the whole political sphere in there too. Make it a bigger thing than it needs to be. Anyways, I'm Luke Bradbury. This has been Listen and See Podcast. And I hope you tune in next week. Thanks.